Today on Compassion Radio.
Our listeners are in a free country in the U.S. They need to pray for this. Nepal, yes. We Christians, our faith became criminal. And we have a penalty for this. We have to go to 5 to 10 years imprisonment and a 50,000 fine.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram takes you with him to the farthest corners of the globe, where he spends time with the people who've been called to share the love of Jesus Christ in the mission field. Pastor Harka is a mighty man of God in a compact package. His burning faith in Jesus and his love for the people of Nepal have helped him survive seemingly insurmountable challenges, including a massive earthquake that flattened most of this mountain kingdom. Join Bram today as they reflect on how even in a season of despair, they were able to continue meeting needs and rescuing orphans, just like the church should. I'm Frank Montenegro, and here's the third and final part of that conversation.
The people in the church are pretty much living what we read about in the New Testament, about Paul's encouragement to not forget those who were poor back in Jerusalem. And of course, historically, we know that people in Jerusalem weren't just poor. They were being desperately persecuted. And they were in dire straits. So you have a very similar situation with the people in your country, and you're encouraging your believers to stand up for them and to give generously and watch God fill your cup. I'm very proud of you for the kind of faith you've exercised during this time and watching God literally multiply with zero and create something. So
Thank you.
We need to find our way back into the center of that. And you have some other dreams that are coming, even in the midst of the reconstruction of simple things like storage cellars and bedrooms and places for people to be out of the snow in the winters. You have even bigger dreams that God's been planting in your heart even during this time. So tell me a little bit about where your vision's going, how God's moving in your heart now.
So Lord is placing me a really, really wonderful ministries like the need of providing the word to people, the Bible translations. You know, I believe in people's lifetime, at least they must have a right to receive the word in their language. And we are doing it. I'm now leading 8 language projects.
8 languages all
translation.
At once. Wow.
And yes.
How far are these languages
and,
from
with
you?
A different. Oh, it's in mountain. You have to ride hours and hours. Next thing is with the Wycliffe Associates, we are doing an open source Bible that can be available to anybody in the world anytime they can access.
Very good. Are there speakers of these languages around the world that are helping you with this?
It's we help of Wycliffe Associates, and because I'm working with Wycliffe Associates there in Nepal, leading an office, so we do that one. And with the base of this Nepali open source Bible, we're translating other languages.
That's awesome. How soon do you expect to be able to accomplish that task of reaching those 8 people groups?
Some of the like 2 languages already, New Testament is already finished. Before
Marvelous.
I came, flew U.S., one was already finished. The Book of Revelation was remaining a little bit. And we went in the field and cultivated, brought our data and uploading.
Very good. So that's 2 out of the way already. Then you're on the way to getting the printed word to them.
Many are halfway. Yes.
So halfway through the other ones. Will that cover the majority of the people groups and languages that are in Nepal now?
No, it's only 8 languages. There are 31 languages are remaining out of 127, and there are many more dialects.
Yes. So there's another 30 or so out there ready to be tackled next. But you're proving that you can take on more than one job at a time and that God somehow leverages your time in a way that really builds the kingdom and quickly.
I want to tell something why it was possible.
Yes, please.
We are taking a route of church-based Bible translation. It was very different route. Because in the past, always people, you know, recruited and they did the Bible translation. Now, church is involved. And the training, leadership training I'm handling, leading in Nepal, using a BIL course, which is Biblical Institute of Leadership Development, every year I come for international summit. The students have adopted the language part of their artifacts. the languages. I assign actually all the 39 to students. Eight we have started. So it's progressing. It's a pilot project.
Okay.
And so using pastors and leaders to translate the Bible.
Very good.
They know their languages. They know their needs. You know, it's not somebody who goes in a far away and learn the language and translate.
Yes.
I think that those days are maybe.
But they're also learning how to reach back across to the other world languages to be able to network with those who are helping with that effort. So they're doing double duty as well. They're being evangelists and interpreters within their own language group, but also introducing those believers and those prayer warriors around the world that are helping to make this project advance. And you are kind of a bridge between all those worlds. And I think you're doing a marvelous job of it. So these pastors, you're training them not just to lead their congregations, but to advance the kingdom and the word of God into those language groups that are close by to them, or at least close enough that they can see over the horizon. And you've got another 30 or so languages out there.
Yes, this is how it works. If they are enrolled in the course, NTLV school, they have to train 10 to 20 their leaders.
They are required to train 10 to 20 other leaders.
Yes. The theological studies of the past was residential.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always good. It's always good go to seminary and study. But
yes,
that hasn't covered the need of the leaders in the place, in an area. So this is a different way of studying, different method and process. You provide theological education in service.
Yes.
Where they are serving the Lord, all the resources and degree, all the study resources for them. They can learn together. They can serve the Lord. They can plant the churches. They can translate the Bible. They can reach out to unreached people group in the place.
This is Seminary with Boots On.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us.
Hi, this is Bram Floria. For years now, many of you have partnered with us to help support the rescue of abandoned babies in Johannesburg, South Africa, through Door of Hope. Thousands have already been adopted, fostered, or reclaimed by family members, but sadly, many have not been so fortunate. Door of Hope has not abandoned these precious lives, and neither will we. In addition to the two baby rescue houses already in existence, Door of Hope, in partnership with Compassion Radio, is now constructing Hope Village, which will feature a large park playground, a school, a church, a farm, and will eventually be self-sustaining. Kids receive spiritual training and education, along with a marketable skill. Your financial gift will help ensure them a bright and successful future. So please, pray and ask God how He would have you to help. Ask Him to show you what your very best financial gift should be. When you give, we'll say thanks by sending you the Psalms in Color coloring book at your request. It's perfect for anyone, especially someone who wants to show their love for God through colorful, artistic expression. You can contact us right now by calling 1-800-868-2478. Or you can go to CompassionRadio.com on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. You can also write us at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And there's a brand new way to contact us right now through your phone. Just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's COMPASSION to 53445. You can also give to this month's special project for Door of Hope by texting KIDS to 53445. Thank you so much for your willingness to be part of what God is doing in the lives of these precious children in South Africa through Door of Hope.
And now, back to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Now, what's happening with these translations? Will they become printed books that will be brought to the villages, or are you going straight to orality ministries where they're being recorded? What are you doing with the Word of God in these new languages?
So we are translating and using a translation studio, and then we'll put into cloud for anybody can access. They can access, and we are looking for our friends and families and partners to give us some help and hands to print for them and provide for them. We are translating the printing and give it to them every book as we move on. But in long run, they may need maybe a complete compiled copies. But we need that one. Even to continue with this project we're doing, it's a church-based, church has to handle, leader has to handle. There's no resources involved. But in the field, we need some kind of help to assist and to continue to a faster process, to, you know, go in field and continue to encourage them.
Yes. So there are some needs for missional people in certain roles that would come and be partnering with you on the field.
Yes.
And along the way, too, you mentioned to us earlier that radio might be part of this mix. So tell us about that.
This is what the very important thing. The word is out. When we translate, word has to go to peoples. And one of the projects I'm really, my friends actually were challenging me. Maybe I'm part of Compassion Radio. They may know it somewhere.
You know,
you have a potential to do something. And what they say, they have equipment, but they said your part is to get raised $6,000, and then we'll get ready everything and go in air. That can reach millions of people in the place.
Is there really an audience in Nepal right now that would turn the dial and say, well, this is something new, I want to hear more about this?
Yes. One of the, you see, in Nepal, in our developing countries, people don't want to eat food, rather they want to have a cell phone. So in cell phone, you can just plug in and hear. You know, any news, you know, any hymns and songs and everything they're enjoying. And cell phones is everywhere.
And cell phones over there often do have radio receivers built in, correct?
Yes, yes.
So it is a radio like you'd have in your car, but it's in your palm of your hand. I was imagining, as you mentioned a minute ago, about how the translations of the word are going into apps and going on the cloud. And I'm trying to imagine some young believer sitting on a hill at the far end of Nepal, pulling down the latest translation of, say, the Book of Mark and listening to it from there in their country in their own language.
Yeah. I'm thrilled with this. I'm really thrilled with this. Everyone has a mobile. You can buy in $10.
Yeah.
Maybe $5 phone. Everyone is carrying in everywhere in a mountain. So when you plug in earphone, there comes radio stations, FM, any you can listen it. So in every individual life, if you want to change it, you can go with radio.
Amazing.
So that this doesn't cost much. When I talk to sir, this is what my friends are challenging me. How can I do it?
Yeah.
She said, yes, we can do it.
And
it's not a big...
Harco, what you're describing, too, is not going back into like the 20th century U.S. where radio had its place because it was one of only two types of broadcasts we had. You're talking about microcasting, getting things to people very specifically. The kind of evangelistic needs and questions that are being raised now in this generation. And how you can, like a laser, get in there, but also use broadcast as a way to disseminate large volumes of the material of the Word of God that's never even been heard in those language groups. You can have both. You'll be able to target the person that has the cell phone there. You'll be able to target the families that are gathering together for home churches. All kinds of things could happen in cooperation and in synergy with each other to build the kingdom very quickly. So I love your vision. And you're talking not about a whole lot of money for the Western world, but of course it's not a small sum for the believers in Nepal. And somewhere down the road, somebody out there who's listening to Compassion Radio is going to step in and say, I'd like to be part of that dream, Harka. So I'm praying that would happen. So, friends, as you're listening to this program, in the coming year, we're going to be looking for special ways and special opportunities for a kind of directed giving that will allow us to, with the technology that is now available, with the opportunity that's now available to get signal in places of the world that's never had it before, to help backstop the incredible efforts that are being done in Bible translation and evangelistic outreach and seminary training in these what were previously closed countries. And what Pastor Harka is describing is this blending of all these technologies and putting them together in such a way they are much bigger than the sum of their parts. So that Nepal might really be a sentinel to the rest of Asia for how evangelistic outreach and how the kingdom can plant its flag and flourish. And, of course, benefit the nation around them. It starts with fear that when people see this cult of people come and do something so different than what they've been used to, it's a threat. But there does come a point, like China is experiencing now, where the kingdom of God has grown to a point of critical mass, and the nations are benefiting and recognizing that they're benefiting from the quality, the integrity, the reputation, and the character of the people that are following this Christ. I believe that's going to be happening for Nepal as well. As you rise above that threshold, people start recognizing that something good is happening right where you're working, Harka, the opportunity will transform into new kinds of opportunities. There, of course, will be resistance, and I'm sure you're facing different kinds of persecution, and you're expecting it. So I'm going to ask you, could you tell us what kind of things you know that the church in the West needs to be praying for the believers in Nepal and the high country of Asia?
I think the first important question you asked, before I forget, I think all of our listeners need to know the new law of Nepal now. Recently in Nepal, the Nepal of country has passed new law is anti-conversion law.
Anti-conversion law. And that's about anti-proselytizing by terminology.
Yes. Our faith became criminal. It's no world where we can stand with this.
Of course not.
The people have rights.
This is
people have a right to choose. Yeah. And our listeners are in a free country in the U.S. They need to pray for this. Nepal, yes. We Christians, our faith became criminal. And we have a penalty for this. We have to go to 5 to 10 years imprisonment. And 50,000 fine. And then after, when you got into trouble, you have no way. Your ministry is collapsed. Somewhere, you know, families, everything will go, you know, destroyed.
So the enemy's plan is to crush it while it's small by using the powers of the civil government to do this. But you're saying this is at the same time that opportunities opening up for things like broadcasting and Bible translation and growth. So we know that God has his plan in place and that he has his people in place. But you're saying that on the legal side of things, the kickback has begun. So how do you do both, Harka? How do you face that kind of persecution and the possibility that you or someone that you know and love and respect might have to go to prison for it, and at the same time challenge your people to step out and go do this?
You know, when God works, the enemies always rise. Everywhere. If you want to shrub the Lord, enemy is active there. Even it says, Bible says it's in your door. But do you fear and not to serve the Lord?
That is a good question.
You have to be ready. Whatever God brings for you to do, you have to do it. For radio, I have a different way of different methods, I'm thinking. We will do our community radio. Or it will go to in communities. We will do our educations, health, all community transformations, and then we'll get into gospel.
Good.
Changing the whole life and communities. But there is a challenge in Nepal. There is challenge in everywhere.
Yes.
The difficulties we have because our law doesn't allow for us. That's only a case. But Lord has a ways even to this.
So the cost may be great to start, but we know that...
Yeah.
I don't mean to be flippant about this at all, Pastor Harka, but we know that history has shown us that the kingdom of God flourishes and is fertilized by the blood of the saints. And there may be costs. And we shouldn't be unaware of those things. But we also should not be flippant and disregard this as a real reality, that believers that you love may face those kind of consequences. But you've made the case for don't back down. If God is for us, who can be against us? And if he lets us suffer, then it's part of his plan. We'll accept that. But I, as a believer in the West, don't want to sit around and not care. I want us to find ways to communicate real encouragement and meaningful prayer that would actually benefit you and your brothers and sisters there in Nepal and make sure that they know, and I hope you will carry this back to them on our behalf, that they are not forgotten.
I will do this.
And that we will come to their aid as God enables us to do so. And that
And next thing.
And that I look forward very much to being with you on behalf of our Compassion Radio family as God allows that as well.
Thank you. Before I forget, Compassion Radio has been norms and chair. Always this family, this ministry had been in the places where is very difficult areas in the past. Everywhere I've been in a difficult areas. So ministry need to be continued to serving in a persecuted church, persecuted believers. The ministry has to go continually.
Yes.
Even I'm kind of encouraging our listeners here. This is the blessed ministries where always step down in difficult areas to serve.
Yeah.
And we have to serve continually. That's my prayer, and that's my encouragement.
It's certainly our prayer too, Harka, that we would have the opportunity to continue telling the story and to go and be the hands and feet of Jesus as we can. But more importantly, that people like you who bear the great burden and the honor of getting in the yoke with the Holy Spirit himself and pulling hard to see new ground plowed for the gospel. You are the people that we do this radio for, because we take great spiritual wealth from learning at your feet. And thank you for sharing your life with us and being willing to lay down your life for your family and your people back in Nepal, and for being an inspiration for those who might step up and step in to what God has for them. So you are a great honor to us, Pastor.
Thank you, brother.
Now, back to the question I asked earlier, I would like to ask you for some very specific things. What can we be praying for now that should be prayed for the believers in Nepal?
Please do remember in prayer that we will be strong in the situations where the law has enforced. And it has come, we may not know how strongly it will be implemented. There are legal cases going on. Mm-hmm. People are in prison. And we like to request your prayer continually.
Okay.
That's the first thing. The next thing is the project I'm involved and for Bible translations.
Mm-hmm.
And leadership training that I like to continue, so there may not be any hindrances.
Yes.
From enemies. And heart of the project, big challenge I have is I like to really be in peace when Lord will give me that success for settling and establishing a radio. And when I go back to home, and I can say to my friend, "Hey, I'm ready. You know, I'm ready to go. You know." And so that's a maybe important prayer.
Well, I know at least in the meantime, we can talk with you and dream and inspire, maybe share some resources for people who can provide the kind of programming or things that might be appropriate for the broadcast when God makes it a reality. And we can certainly put the need before our people and say, as you mentioned earlier, as God allows us to continue this ministry of communication, that it will inspire those into ministries of enabling along the way too. So we appreciate that partnership from you, believing that God can use us to build a kingdom here and where you are. That's the only thing we could possibly hope for at Compassion Radio, is to be that kind of conduit and be that kind of witness to what God's doing. And we are grateful for that opportunity.
Now, if you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again anytime just by opening up a browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. Now, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, would you please consider three things? First, please pray for us. Your prayers are vital to the effectiveness of this ministry. Second, would you please tell a friend about Compassion Radio? Sharing this broadcast will help us reach as many people as possible with the encouraging reports Bram brings us from the mission field all over the world. And finally, would you please consider supporting this ministry financially? Compassion Radio is 100% listener supported, so your gifts make it possible for us to continue. Now, today when you support Compassion Radio financially, we'll send you a copy, at your request, of the Psalms in Color Coloring Book, a beautifully illustrated book that contains more than 60 pages filled with gorgeous drawings for you to color with either crayons or colored pencils. There are also bookmarks and gift tags, all centered around the Psalms from the Bible, as well as blank pages for you to draw on and write down what God is saying to you through His Word. And we'll send you a copy today as our way of saying thanks for your financial gift to Compassion Radio. Now, there's a couple of ways you can get a hold of us. You can call us right now at 800-868-2478, or you can visit CompassionRadio.com. When you're there, just click the donate button. Again, it's 800-868-2478, or visit CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word GIVE to 53445. That's the word GIVE to 53445. And last but certainly not least, if you want to go old school and mail us your tax-deductible donation, great. Just send it to Compassion Radio at P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thanks for taking the time out of your busy day to listen. We are so thankful for you. Please be sure to join us again next time for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Radio Ministries and your generous financial support.